Tim Dibbles waited his whole life to work full-time as a sculptor. Now at 65, he's finally doing what he wants. Tim's carving his biggest project yet. It's a whale tail from a 6-ton slab of white marble. The sculpture's still in the early stages, but you can easily imagine it. Diving into the water, flukes up.
The fluke part of the tail is just such an amazing thing. It's the biggest muscle in the universe.
Tim climbs the staging that surrounds the stone. The block of marble is about as tall as an elephant. Tim's covered in white marble dust and is dressed like a construction worker at a dangerous job site.
It's very hard to hold this tool up all day. I can get it going up at the top of this fluke here and let the weight of the grinder itself push into the stone like that. And I just keep going down. It's like peeling an onion.
Tim will work outside on the whale tail all winter long. The only cover he has is a large black tarp. But Tim says the rustic conditions don't really bother him. He's totally focused on his work, even when he's driving home.
If I've had a good long day of carving, that image is implanted in my brain. When I shut my eyes, my hands are on the steering wheel almost like they're on the carving tools, and I'm actually still working.
Tim's always known he was an artist, but it's only been the last 10 years that he's finally doing what he loves. Before that, he worked all kinds of jobs.
It's like that song by Frank Sinatra. I've been a pauper, a poet, a pawn, and a thief. I haven't been a thief, but I feel like I've been a pauper most of my life.
Tim started art school at the Pennsylvania Academy of Fine Arts in 1966, but he was drafted. He returned from Vietnam at 22 and moved to Brewster, where he'd spent childhood summers. He was working as a carpenter to support his family when his dad called to ask him for a big favor, to run the landmark Brewster store.
And I told him, gee, Dad, I don't really know how to run a store. He assured me, said, oh, come on, you can do it. I thought about it, and he said, would you run it for 6 months? Just try it out for 6 months. And I agreed. And 8 years later, I was still running it.
It turns out Tim had a knack for business. When he opened the store, he was lucky to sell a newspaper or a pack of cigarettes. 8 years later, you could buy fresh meat and produce, fresh fish, and even homemade baked beans. But that's not what he wanted to do.
Even when I was running the store, I had a studio up here in the top of the store. And this is really where I started carving stone, was right here in this room.
Tim found an old carving chisel buried in the parking lot outside. He kept it. One night he went upstairs and started carving a piece of soapstone.
It just opened my eyes. It was like drawing all the way around something. It was so much better than working on paper. I have to say that that first piece of stone, I got a feeling that this was what I wanted to do. It was as if I was watching my hands create. It was something going through me that was not really in my control.
But it took another 20 years for Tim to earn a living as a sculptor. He left the store, went back to carpentry, and set up shop as a stone carver, making massive fireplaces, carved sinks, and headstones. It will take Tim Dibble another 7 months to finish the whale tail. Come spring, he'll deliver the finished piece to the couple in Chatham who commissioned it for the entrance to their home. By then, it will weigh only 4 tons.
You know, when you look at the shop and where I have to come to work every day, it could be somewhat discouraging because it's not very comfortable. This is exactly what I had hoped my whole life, that I could be doing something like this. How many people can say that? I'm lucky. Yeah.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Laurie Ann Brass.